Alan Richardson does join me on the line. Welcome to you, Alan. Great to have you on.
Yeah, good on you, Dwayne. Don't know what happened there. A bit of a gremlin in the line.
Absolutely. No gremlins in Melbourne's line at the moment, though.
No. The boys are playing some pretty good footy. Obviously, you know, to be 7-0 at this stage is giving ourselves a really good opportunity, and we've got a big one this week against the Swans.
So why? Why has the turnaround happened?
Well, it's always a lot of things. But I think fundamentally our group has moved into that games played, age demographic, where we should be more consistent. I think it's been pretty heavily publicised that the guys at the back end of last year played some pretty good footy, disappointing couple of weeks up in Cairns, or 5 days up in Cairns. But the things did start to shift last year. Some conversations the players had with each other about what do they want to do and what do we need to sacrifice, and you know, how much more do we need to commit to the team to get it done. Those sort of conversations were had, and I think the players should take a lot of credit for what's happening.
So you just think it's the growth of the group as opposed to any game style tinkering or coaching adjustments that have been made?
Oh, no, there's been a bit done. The whole industry had to adjust from a coaching perspective, given, you know, there was $3 million taken out of everyone's soft cap. So, you know, we clearly looked at experience to bring into the group, so that given that people had to wear a couple of hats in programs going forward, that we had as many areas covered as we could. We've made some pretty good decisions there with people that we've brought in. I think that, you know, Goody and the coaches have continued to evolve our method of play to suit our playing list. You know, we're not Richmond, we're not Geelong. We've been drafting and trading for some time now. We think we've built a list that is ready to be consistent. The guys have come up with a method that is allowing them to be the best versions of themselves, and that's heading the right way. But as we know, it's still pretty early in the season. But the guys, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the players are doing a terrific job.
So what have you changed as a coaching group? What method has changed?
Well, I'm not going to go into the finer detail for obvious reasons, but clearly the coach himself has called out that we want to be a really strong, aggressive front half team, and that means that you've got to rely on your defenders, and we think that May, Lever, and obviously we need to find someone to replace Tomo's role, because Tomlinson's been really important in the stability down back. That's devastating news that Tomo won't be there. But I think the fact that our team and our coaches can trust what's happening behind the ball means that we can be a little bit more aggressive in terms of the way we lock the ball in. We either score or get another crack at it. And that's been going pretty well.
So Port Adelaide have sort of pulled their lock-in back a little, almost as if they said, OK, well, if we congest it too much in the forward line, we can't score because there's too many bodies in there. You guys have sort of taken the point of view that, OK, well, we will congest it in there. We'll get it in there and try and lock it in there, and we can score with the guys that we've got with that method.
Yeah, we think it suits us. Yeah, we're probably going to end up... Our team now is not necessarily the team that we'll end up with, but we think we'll end up with a pretty big front half and complement that with the likes of Spargo and Pickett, Neil Bullen, etc. There's a couple of guys in Chandler and Bedford that are playing really good VFL footy, and we think we'll get their chance. Their chance will come if they continue to perform strongly. So, at this stage, and things evolve. I mean, I mentioned the team won't be the same. There'll be adjustments to our method as the season unfolds, because we haven't played everyone yet. You learn things every week. The Kangaroos early in terms of on the weekends game, you know, they kept the ball off us, they took away our pressure to some extent, and we learned a fair bit from that in terms of potentially how to cope with that next time. The guys adjusted really positively after half time, and that's happened a little bit as the season's unfolded. We've had to either come from behind or not necessarily be in total control and adjust, and the boys have done a good job in that space.
And that is what is going to happen. Everyone will go to town on what you're doing well. That's probably why you don't want to give too much away, but you are trying to lock it in and keep it high in your forward line. So teams will adjust to what you're doing. So you believe that when they adjust to you, you've also got some things that you can adjust to continue to surprise them and evolve to the point that you will be a better team in September almost than you are now.
Yeah, that's certainly our want. you've only got to look at, historically, teams have not necessarily been the teams that have won the most games throughout the season, but have been the best, in September. There's no greater example than Richmond in recent years. They've certainly built their game as the seasons unfolded. But every team, we're no different to this. Every team is looking at upcoming opposition, and particularly if they've had some reasonable form, what are they going to try and take away? You're always wanting to focus on what it is you do well and not deviate from that. But there is some reality in the fact that the opposition will start to focus a bit more on what you're doing. There's a bit more noise about what you're doing, and you've got to be able to cope with that.
So what we saw last year from Luke Jackson, who is the NAB Rising Star for the round, and congratulations to him, and what we saw from Kasiah Pickett last year gave us the indication that they might be capable of this, with the fingers crossed. But them playing that kind of footy as new players in must make you feel like you're more capable than ever. Has it surprised you a little, or is this what you expected from both?
Oh, we certainly knew they had the talent. I'd throw Trent Rivers. We think our recruiters did a, they've been informed for a while. They continue to remind us of that. But they had a pretty good draft last year. And the guys have got the talent. They have certainly got the attitude. With young players, you can get inconsistency. But so far this year, both boys, all three boys, have been really, really quite consistent with their footy. And so they've kept their position in the team. We certainly love what they're bringing to the team, and it was probably one of the more pleasing things out of the weekend's game. Generally, it's been Petrarca or Gorn. Viney wasn't there, but it's been our leaders that have really stepped up when it is we're under the pump. But on the weekend, it was probably some of our younger blokes. We Jackson's back half of the second quarter, and certainly his third quarter, was really influential in terms of turning the game. Pickett was really strong. We thought that James Jordan through the midfield also gave us a real lift after half time. So that was one of the really positive things, some real maturity in the way that they're playing. And we certainly think they're heading towards having terrific careers at our footy club.
You're appealing tonight, Bailey Fritch. What's the basis of the appeal? I understand there's a push out that you're appealing with.
Yeah. We totally respect the AFL's want to protect the head. We not only respect it, we support it. But we just think the circumstances in this case were circumstances that really did lead to the contact of the head from Fritter. And that's, as you just mentioned, that the push from track behind just changed the whole dynamic of the situation that Bailey thought he was going into, and certainly no intent. That's fundamentally the angle that we'll take.
And managing the Adam Tomlinson half hour after it happened, the hour after it happened, how difficult was that as a club? He was obviously distressed, but he still wanted to be part of the group.
It was. It's always a challenging situation, Dwayne, and in a situation like that where there's a want from the player to get up, and Tomo's want was to not try and be a distraction from the team. I'm not sure whether we achieved that, but that was his want to, look, I don't want people feeling sorry for me, so I'm just going to jump back into the fray and get up on the bench. As I said, I'm not sure whether we quite achieved the fact that he wasn't a distraction for all the right reasons. He's a loved and respected member of our team. He's been so significant for us up until now. And, there's a chance that it had a bit of an impact on the boys. We think that long term, it's a chance to have a positive impact, because of what he's done for us and our want to make sure that, we continue to perform strongly for the cause, but also for people like Tomo, who won't be part of it going forward on the field. He'll certainly be a big part in terms of supporting his teammates off it.
So that was part of your debrief after the game. How would you manage it next time? Because it was a slight distraction, even though you were trying to do the best thing for Tomo.
Yeah, there was a bit of that. No, we certainly looked. We thought we were off our game a little bit early. I don't want to take anything away from the Kangaroos. They came with a great plan, but the things that we know we do well, we didn't quite get done. It was a different week for us, given it was a fly-in, fly-out, and a fly-in for a 1 o'clock game means that you're up pretty early. So there was all those sorts of discussions about what would we do next time, how did we handle the Tomo stuff, Yeah, so they're, you know, we certainly review our coaching performance and our preparation performance as strongly or as finely as we did, you know, the playing performance.
Is it someone that has that job of helping an injured player through it in that moment, or her footy department's been cut that much that it's difficult to assign someone to that thing specifically?
No, we do. We have a couple of people. In fact, we use Shannon Byrne. He heads up our welfare department. But he's also our runner on game day. But Mallory Smith, who travels with the team, is there to support the player, inform parents, inform partners. If it is that it's so dire that someone has to head off to hospital, you know, she would certainly support all that as well.
And Sam Wiedemann, any changes of selection coming up, or there will be compulsory change? Tom McDonald stays back, I presume. Ben Brown stays in. What's the likely changes coming up?
Look, all that will get discussed, Dwayne. In fact, match committee is just about to happen. The boys have had a pretty gentle run today. Our main training session is tomorrow. You know, we'll have to wait and see what happens with Fritter tonight. But, there's a bit to throw into the mix. The pleasing thing is that the boys that are playing in the VFL, you know, Wiedemann, Neville Jetta, Tom Sparrow, Bedford, Chandler, these sort of guys that are, you know, living up to their end of the bargain and playing really good footy, and they're ready. We think we've got quite a few blokes that are ready to go. But the team is performing strongly. We've said often that we're looking to improve all the time, so we won't be reluctant to make change, even though the team's winning. But there's always that balance. But you know, Weeds couldn't have done much more, really. So we understand that he's ready to go.
But a big guy has to miss out for Sam to get in. He can't get in and join what you've got currently, or can he start on the bench?
Yeah, no, we'll explore all of that. That would mean that, you know, including Jacko, that we potentially go in with four bigs. That would be a little bit different. That would be, it's not really been part of our discussion. We've certainly spoken about playing three bigs in front of the ball, but we'll talk about that. We'll look at, you know, look at Sydney and look at their defence and what do we think are our opportunities, and as we do each week with opposition. But, it'll be an interesting match committee.
All right, I'd love to see your notes. We'll talk to you soon, Alan. Great to have a chat.
Good on you, Dwayne. Thanks for that, mate.
Alan Richardson, Melbourne General Manager of Football Performance. A couple of callers are on the line. Dave in Richmond, Jim in Oakley. We do need to take a break, but I'll quickly come to you straight after the break, Dave and Jim, I promise. Greg Swan, also Brisbane Lions CEO, to join us in about 15 minutes' time. So stick around. A bit more footy coming away next.